This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. For the latest political talk in Washington, D.C. now, Democratic-led efforts to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump for a second time gained momentum this weekend, with lawmakers saying they'll introduce articles of impeachment next week. But key Republican Trump allies have urged Democrats to shelve any impeachment effort. Trump has just days left in office. President-elect Joe Biden, who takes office on January 20th, has not given an opinion, saying Congress should decide. These fresh calls for impeachment come after Trump rallied supporters on Wednesday, who then rushed the U.S. Capitol building. Five people were killed in the ensuing melee, and dozens have been charged. Trump initially praised his supporters, but later condemned their violence in a video. In addition to impeachment plans, Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has also asked lawmakers to draft legislation aimed at invoking the Constitution's 25th Amendment, which allows for stripping the powers from a president unable to fulfill the duties of the office. Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, has suggested any trial would likely occur after Trump's term ends. If found guilty after leaving office, Trump would lose benefits enjoyed by former presidents, such as security and pension, and the Senate could vote to bar him from running for a second term. Africa passed the milestone of 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 Sunday, including more than 72,000 deaths, according to the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. South Africa is also battling a resurgence of the disease driven by a variant of the virus that is more contagious and spreading quickly.